Okay, good evening, everybody. A good Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos weekly class learning. Tonight we have a co-sponsorship of this year. Chana Wasserman is sponsoring the shir in memory of her father-in-law, Yahrzeit 11th Teves, which would be Shabbos. Eliezer ben Yitzchak Wasserman, Alav Hashem, may his nesham have an aliyah and the merit of the Torah learning we will share this evening. He was born in 1929. In the Bronx during the Great Depression. His parents were very poor to the extent there were times when one piece of bread and one tomato was the food that they had for the day, divided between him and his younger sister, one piece of bread and one tomato. His parents would not eat that day. The devotion and sense of responsibility he saw from his parents became part of the legacy of devotion and responsibility he had towards his family, as well as to others who were struggling as an adult, surely due to Hakar Soto for his parents. For about 40 years, he would deliver groceries weekly to his parents, regardless of where they lived, near or far. He was a multi-talented person. He loved to learn all kinds of new things, as well as to teach others. Yihi Zichro Baruch. So the shir should be Zchus Aliyah Neshama for Eliezer ben Yitzchak Wasserman, Alav Hashem. Yahrzeit is 11th Teves. The other sponsor of tonight's shir is Evelyn Oken, whose mother, Devorah Bas Mordechai, Allah HaShalom, Yahrzeit is 13 Teves. She came to America from Poland in 1919. So it's interesting because both these Aliyah and Zechiras Neshamos are from tremendously inspiring Jews who lived here in a time when we can't even imagine, when there was no infrastructure of Torah, when the country was going through poverty. So Evelyn Oken's mother, Devorah Bas Mordechai Alah Hasham, came to America from Poland in 1919 and grew up here in a time when remaining observant in this country was a tremendous challenge. She was able to meet that challenge and many others successfully, and despite the many difficulties that she faced in life, she was able to see the bright side of life and always found the good in people. She devoted herself to raising her family with unconditional love, and her countless acts of chesed and devotion on behalf of the Jewish community. Tehi zechra baruch. So may tehi zechra baruch, zechrona baruch. So may both the neshamas of Devorah Bas Mordechai and Eliezer ben Yitzchak merit aliyos in the zchus of the Torah we will share this evening. And we thank Chana and Evelyn very much for their sponsorships. So we are still going through the same Mishnah. Okay, we're on Perak Beis Mishnah. Hey, hello, Omer. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. Do not separate from the community. Al tameh ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of death. Al tadin es chavercha ad shatakir limkomo. And do not judge your friend until you've reached their place. Al tomer davar shai efshar lishma shesofa lihishaman. Do not. I'm not even going to translate into English. We went through that last week, about seven different interpretations as to what that means. And now we are up to the final teaching of Hillel's in this Mishnah. Va'al tomar, and do not say, v'kisha efna eshana, shema lo tifana. Do not say, when I have time, I will learn, lest you never have time. When I have free time, I will learn, for perhaps you will never have free time. And this teaching here of Hillel really touches into the core of our Avodas Hashem. And where do we put God on the list of getting everything done? How much attention do we pay to Hashem, and how much attention do we pay to everything else in our lives? How much time do we devote to our devices, to social networking, to errands, to the gym? And how much time do we give to God? And of course, the gym can be godly. I'm not joking. I understand that. But Hillel is very specific. And he says, do not say when I have free time, I will learn. Because we all know the ruse of the Yetzer Hara. I'll do it when I have time. And the Yetzer Hara will somehow make sure you will never have time. I'm going to begin by quoting from the Sefer of Rav Shimshon Pinkas, actually. Nefesh Shimshon, Attainment of Torah. Torah V'Kinyanah. So Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal teaches as follows. One of the greatest tragedies in our lives is that we don't have time for Hashem. That's a direct quote. A lot of people hardly have half an hour in the morning for him. They have enough time for eating. People have enough time for sleeping. I'm quoting. If you have this book, it's page 394. They have enough time for family. Don't they have 1 hour in the day? that they could dedicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? After all, Hashem is an inseparable part of a person's life. All a person's happiness, all a person's health, a person's family depends upon him, as does everything else in life. And if a person cuts himself off from Hashem, Chas V'Sham, Hashem will withdraw his special hashkacha, his divine providence, from that person. And then he won't have time for anything. If God withdraws his hashkacha from us, then Chalila V'Chas, we won't have time for anything at all. So now he specifically moves into speaking about tefillah in this passage. But what he says regarding tefillah is also true regarding our commitment to setting aside time for Hashem with learning. Now, I know we're women and we will not be asked. I don't believe in the yeshiva shamala like the men will be kovei itim the Torah, Shabbos, Lamet, Aleph, Aleph. But nevertheless, we all know because we're committed to this shiur and to other shiurim that learning, not because it's a mitzvah asse for a woman to sit and learn, but it just changes us. It changes who you are as a person, and that has a ripple effect on everything else in your life. Changes your relationship with God, it changes your relationship with yourself, it changes your relationship with your family, changes your relationship with people in the street. So we have an obligation. In fact, I thought this, the Emek Davar speaks about this, by Nasa Venishma, that men, the Emek Davar, the Beis Halevi, I don't remember, the women have an obligation to learn in order to do. Men have an obligation to learn and to do, but we have to learn in order to know what to do. And too often we say, oh, we have time for everything else except the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. Continues from Shimshon Pinkas, we all daven, but it is too common for people not to have time for Hashem. This is why we don't know how to pray as we should. The first thing we need to do is set aside time for tefillah, or you could say set aside time for Torah. And davening shachos, we should come a few minutes early, leave a few minutes late. We need to give tefillah ample time. And we should not be occupied with other things. We need to concentrate on what we're doing, serving God in the moment. This is a simple manner, he says. It's a simple matter of having good manners towards Hashem. And this is the way to train oneself how to pray. By the way, parentheses, not my parentheses, but Pinkas. For a woman, this is all non-essential. A woman could pick up a sitter in the middle of baking challah and pray. But for men, it doesn't work that way. When they come to shul, they need to take their minds off of everything. I think for women too, it's a little bit generous of Pinkas, because the reality is that even when we daven, we need to take our mind off of things. The relationship with Hashem, which needs to be central in our lives, the relationship with God needs to be central in our lives, and that's the essence of tefillah, says Rav Pinkas. When you have a problem, speak to Hashem. Hashem understands you. No need to speak aloud. You can whisper. No need to do things that look strange to people. Parentheses. It's very important not to act strange and weird. And Eved Hashem is a normal person. In fact, it's brought down in the biography of Malach in our midst, the biography of Rav Moshe Twersky, Zatzal Hashem Yikom Damo, that someone came to be Menachem of Rav Meir Twersky Shlita, Rosh Shiva YU, and he said to Rav Meir, your brother is the holiest person I know, and the most normal person I knew. But Pinkas says it's important not to act strange and weird, and Eved Hashem is a normal person. But fortunate is he who trains himself to have Hashem as a partner in his life. That's what Pinkas says. One of the greatest tragedies in our life is that we don't have time for Hashem. People hardly have half hour. They have time to eat, sleep, they have time for family. You don't have 1 hour a day to dedicate to God. All of a person's happiness, health, family depends on Hashem. I'm repeating. If a person cuts himself off from God, Hashem withdraws Hashkacha, then you won't have time for anything. And in the day and age in which we live, people seem to be more harried, more rushed, more pressed for time than ever. With all the benefits of technology, none of us ever have any time. And Hillel tells us, Al Tomar, do not say the Kesha Efnash on Hashem Elo Divan. If you say, I'll get to God when I have time, you have to make time. If you say, when I have time, you're never going to have time. But if you make it a priority in your life, is Avodas Hashem a priority in our lives? Is making time for Hashem a priority in our lives? As Pinkas said, we have time to eat. We have time to go to work. We have time for family. We have time to shop. We have time to cook. We have time for laundry. Do we have time for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Something that we have to ask ourselves. Because if we say, I'll get to it when I have time, don't we know? You will never have time. I want to share something exceedingly powerful with you. This week's parsha, Parshas Vayigash, the brothers come down, they plead for Binyamin, they came down in last week's parsha. Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, and Vayichi are one long run-on parsha, if you will, one long story. So they came down last week's parsha with Binyamin. Anyway, Binyamin is set up, the Gaviyah's in a saddle pack. Oh my God, Yosef's going to keep him as a servant. This is the worst thing that could ever happen. Yehuda pleads for Binyamin's life. And in Parak Memhei, Pasuk Gimel, after being unable to hold back any longer and lifting his voice and crying, Vayomer Yosef al Achav, ani Yosef, ha'odav yichai, v'lo yachlu achav la'anos oso kiniv halu mipanav. And Yosef says, I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? And the brothers cannot answer because they're astonished before him. So there's a Midrash that tells us, if the brothers could not answer Yosef, what will we say when we stand before God on the day of judgment? The Midrash says as follows, Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom hatochacha, woe unto us from the day of judgment, woe unto us from the day of rebuke. Yosef ktanan shal shvatim, lo yachlu echav la'anos oso. Yosef was one of the youngest of the shvatim. And the brothers couldn't answer. Before flesh and blood, they were so embarrassed and astonished. Kiniv halumbi panav, they were astonished before him. The kishayavo kodesh baruchu viyochiach lechol echad lefimashahu, when the Almighty comes and he rebukes each one of us according to what we are, al achas kama v'kama. How much more so we will not have an answer for God. And the Beis HaLevi, Rav Yashub Ber Soloveitchik, in a beautiful piece in the Beis HaLevi ala Torah, analyzes this Midrash in great detail and great depth, and I'm not going through the whole thing with you now because it's very lengthy. It's very kedai to learn through. But he says, what was the tochacha, oy lanu liyam tochacha, oy lanu liyam hadin? What was the tochacha that Yosef gave the brothers? He doesn't seem to give them any tochacha, any rebuke at all. He just says, ani Yosef ha'oravichai, I am Yosef, is my father still alive? And they can't answer because of the tochacha. What is the rebuke? He doesn't seem to give any rebuke. He makes a statement, he identifies himself, and he asks a question. So the Beis HaLevi says the tochacha is the contradiction of their lives. When a person sees the contradiction of their life passing before their eyes, they will have nothing to say. What was the contradiction? Yehuda said, we can't leave Binyamin here. We're so concerned about father. We love father. Father loves Binyamin. Their souls are tied together. Father will die if we leave Binyamin here. Yosef was saying, Ani Yosef, Asher Mechartem Osi Mitzrayma. Wait a minute, you're so worried about father? I'm father who you sold to Egypt. I'm Yosef who you sold to Egypt. Ha'odavichai, how is it possible my father is still emotionally, psychologically, metaphysically alive after what you did to him? You say you care so much about father. You didn't care so much about father 22 years ago. The Beis HaLevi says, what's the Midrash teaching? When we get up to the Yeshiva Shalmala, and Hashem shows us the contradiction in how we lived our lives, that will be the greatest rebuke. But what does this have to do with the Mishnah? A lot. Because I'm now going to quote one paragraph from the Beis HaLevi that specifically is in regard to Torah learning. Remember, we're up to the Mishnah that teaches, the part of the Mishnah that Hillel teaches, do not say, when I have time, or the capacity, or the capability, or the schedule, or a free minute, then I'll learn. Because we all know, says Hillel, you will never end up learning because you will never have free time if you don't carve time. Almost every day, I make a schedule of what I need to do that day. Almost every day, it's on my counter. I write down what shiur I have that day, what housework I have to do that day, what errands, perhaps what medical, if there's phone calls. When I say phone calls, take that with a grain of salt. There. The phone calls that I have to make. I write down what I have to do that day. Hopefully at the end of the day, I cross everything off. Maybe some of you also make a schedule every day. So the question is, do we make time for God in our day? So you have to hear what the Beis HaLevi says. It's so powerful. So the Beis HaLevi ala Torah. I'm going to read it to you in the Lashon HaKodesh. I'm going to translate it. Translation is my own. V'chein hu b'inyanei limud ha-Torah. And so too, with regard to Torah learning, asher harbei meha'anashim potrim atzma michiyuv ha-limud. Many people give themselves a free pass. We're potter. were not obligated. They poter themselves from the obligation of learning. Why? Ya'an ki sichlo eino mukhshar lahasig limuda Torah. They make excuses. And they say, you know, my mind isn't well enough versed. My mind isn't sharp enough to grasp learning Torah. Yan ki hu b'teva gas ha-secha, because by nature I'm an ignoramus. So basically, he says, when it comes to limud Torah, people make excuses. And one person says, you know, my mind isn't really appropriate or worthy of grasping Torah learning, because by nature, I'm not such a wise person. And earlier, the Beis HaLevi talks about people who don't make time. He says people make time for everything that they want. They make time for doing averos. They make time for teaching their children non-essential things. But why don't we make time for God and life? Continues the Beis HaLevi. Aval, however, kishin isbonein rav haseichal nimtzubo ba'askav b'inyanei ha'olam hazeh. The ramos ulahasig parnasoso. Wait a minute. The same person who said he doesn't have enough wisdom, he's not wise enough to study Torah, that's not for me. You will find that in regard to business matters and matters of this world, in order to make a parnasa, all of a sudden, he's perfectly smart enough. When it comes to God, I don't know. I don't have the time. I don't have the brains. I don't have the concentration. I don't have the capacity. When it comes to making a parnasa, that same person can somehow manage to be in the office from morning to night. But a half hour for God, says Rav Shimshon Mikas, I don't have that. The Kamod de Isa B'Tana Deve Eliyahu. So we have seen, we have learned in Tana Deve Eliyahu Zuta, Perek Yud Dalet, Vizal, and the sages say, Pam Achas, one time, Hayisi Mehalech, Mimakom Lemakom, Eliyahu Navi says, one time I was walking from place to place, Umatzani echad, and I found one person, shelo haya bo lo mikra velo mishnah. I came across this one person, and he didn't know any Torah shebichtav, and he didn't know any Torah shebaal peh. V'haya mitlo tseitz kenegdi. And he was, I'm not sure what mitlo tseitz means. He was opposing me. He was standing opposite me. If someone knows, you could post it on the chat. Again, this is a Hebrew sefer. I don't have English, but you could understand the whole story. It doesn't have English, I should say. So, says Eliyahu, I was walking from place to place, and I came across this guy. And he doesn't know Torah Shebichtav, lo mikra, velo mishnah. He doesn't know Torah Shebaal peh. And he's engaging me. He's engaged opposite me. V'amarti lo. So I said to him, Bini, my son, my son, what are you going to answer your father in heaven on the day of judgment after 120 years? You have time the whole day to be in the office, but you don't have time for learning Torah. I once saw something in Mishpacha last year or the year before. How do children spell love? T-I-M-E. I'll repeat it. How do children spell love? T-I-M-E. And every human relationship, everything physical in the physical world, has a parallel in the spiritual world. So you could say, how do we demonstrate our love to God? Ahavas Hashem, which is the highest level of divine service. You're giving him time. If I say, when I have time, I'll get to you, I'm never going to have time. So Eliyahu Navi says to this guy, Bini ma'ata meishiv l'avicha shabashamayim liyom hadin. What are you going to tell your father in heaven on the day of judgment? You don't have mikra, you don't have Torah shabichtav, you don't have mishnah, you don't have Torah shabal peh. Amar li Rabbi, yesh li dvarim sha'ani meishiv. It's okay, Rabbi. I have an answer for God. Bina v'da'as lo nasnu li mina shamayim. You know what my answer is? God, you created me. Excuse me. And you know that Chachma, Bina, and Das, we daven for every day in the Shemona Esrei, Ata, Chonay, in the Adam, Das, Mame, the Enosh, Bina, Chanenu, Mi'itcha, Chachma, Bina, V'das, I daven in Sech Sfard, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chonay, in Hadas. Well, I have an answer for God. Yesh li dvarim shani meishiv. Bina, V'das, intuition and knowledge, understanding, lo nasnu li mina shemaim. I was not granted a mind from heaven that has intuition and understanding to grasp knowledge. Sha'ekra vashna. You think I could sit and learn? You think I could learn the Chumash? You think I could learn Torah Shabbat? But I don't understand it. Amarti lo, mamalach decha. So I said to him, tell me, what do you do all day? What's your profession? Va'amar li, tzayir, I'm a hunter, I'm a trapper. I trap fish, I'm a trapper, that's my business. Amarti, and I said, Uma lahavi pishtan ula arag mitsudos ula hashlich layam nasnu lechadas. So Elionavi said, so let me ask you, Taka Kasha, what do you do all day? So he says, I hunt, I trap, I fish. So Elionavi said, very good, are you successful? So the man said, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm embellishing a little bit. I'm successful, but I read you the Lashon HaKodesh, so you all heard what the Lashon is. Amarti, so I said, so I have a question. Uma lahavi pishtan ula arog mitsudos. So let me ask you to bring your materials for work, to weave your nets, ula hashlich layam, to cast your nets into the sea. Nasnu lechadas. For that you're smart enough. You know when the tide is high, when the tide is low, when the salmon spawn, when the fish are plenty, when the moon is full. You know how to weave your nets. You know how to bring the cotton and the flax and the fibers in order to make the nets. How to sew them, how to weave them, how to cast them. You got to calculate how many pounds you car and how much you should sell them for. For all of this, nasnu lechadas, for that God gave you knowledge, with a divrei Torah. But you're telling me that for the words of Torah, shekasuv, that it says about Torah, ki kar velach adavar ma'or, b'ficha u'b'vav chala soso. It says about Torah, Moshe, at the end of his life, he says to us, the matter is very close to you, b'ficha, in your mouth, u'b'vavcha, and in your heart, la soso, to do Torah. Lo nasnu l'chadas. For that, your IQ is too low, or for hunting, fishing, trapping, business, office, work, stocks, real estate, you're brilliant. For half hour for God, says Rav Pinkas, we don't have. That's what you're going to tell Hashem, writes the Beis HaLevi. Miyad haya meirim kolo uvoche. Immediately this man was so taken. Oy lanu liyom tochacha, oy lanu liyom hadin. Kesha yavo kodesh baruch hu viyochiach lechol achad v'achad ufi bashahu. Ha'achas kama v'kama. We think we have good excuses for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why we couldn't fit him into our lives. Al Tomar, says Hillel, the Kesha Afna Ashana, Shama Lo Tifana. Don't say, you know, when I have time, I'll get to you, God. The greatest tragedy of our lives, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, is that we don't have time for Hashem. What would Rav Pinkas say today? He was killed about 15 years ago, maybe a little bit more. Erev Pesach. Day before Pesach with his wife, Rachman Alitzan, an 18-year-old daughter. What would he say about us today? It's a horrifying thought. How much time we, as a collective, spend on our devices. It's horrifying. I'm not talking about when you listen to Hashir. So then you're fulfilling what I'm making time, so I'm learning. I'm not talking about if you're scheduling an appointment and all the important things. And it's true. Those are very important. I'm talking to myself. What am I going to say to Hashem? I had to cut the davening short. I had to cut the shir short. I had to get to this. I had to get to that. What are we going to say? It's very scary. Could learn the whole piece of the Beis HaLevi inside. It's kedai too. But here at the end, at the very end of this piece, he touches specifically upon Torah learning. Because all the excuses we make are all of a sudden not problems when it comes to other things in our lives. So he says to this trapper, so tell me, what's your work? So he says, I trap. So he says, oh, that, you know what to do? You have to be an expert to know how to weave. You have to be very smart to know the tides. You have to know when the salmon are having their run in the spring. But to understand the pasuk with Rashi, you don't know. For that, you don't have da'as and bina. And it says about the Torah, Ki kar velacha davar me'od. But the Torah should be so close to you. Lo nasnu the chadas. Miyad hayemirim kolo uvocha. The man lifted his voice and he started to cry. Amarti lo, al yerelecha. And Eliyahu said to him, don't let it be bad in your eyes. Shekol ba'e olam him yishivin teshuva zu al oso inyan. Shehim oskim bo. Aval ma'aseyem mochichin aleihem. Eliyahu said, misery loves company, but you're not alone. Don't feel so bad, he said to the fishermen. Shekol ba'e olam. Because all of the world's inhabitants, heim yishivin teshuva zu, everyone thinks they have the same answer for Hashem. My life was so busy. You expected me to have time for you? If you wouldn't have made me so busy, I would have time for you, God. But I have to shop, and I have to unload, and I have to do laundry, and I have to make appointments, and I have to go to the exercise, and I have to do this, I have to do that. I'm so busy. I should take out time to daven mincha. I'm so busy. 25 minutes for Shachos? You think I have 25 minutes for Shachos? Isn't it funny that I have time for everything? I have time for the gym, I have time for manicure, I have time for lunch, I have time for the bathroom. Great, you should do those things. But you expect me to turn off my phone for half an hour? Don't worry, said Eliyahu Navi. Shekol ba'ei olam. Hey, Mishivin Teshuvazu. All the world's inhabitants give the same answer. Al Osan Inyan, for this matter. Shehem Oskimba, whatever their livelihood is, they all give the same answer. Aval Ma'aseihem Mochichin Aleihem. But ultimately, their deeds will reprove them. Their deeds will be the greatest rebuke. In other words, Hashem will show us how much time we had for everything else in life. And after 120, he's going to say, you didn't have some time for me. And we all think we're going to have a geshmak teiretz. I have an answer. And the Medrash says, oy lanu liyom hadin. Oy lanu liyom tochacha. Why couldn't the brothers answer Yosef? He didn't even give tochacha. He just showed them, said the Beis HaLevi, the stira in their own lives. They were somehow able to easily sell Yosef. But they pretend. They say, they give a soliloquy of how concerned they are about father's love for Binyamin. You weren't concerned when you sold me, said Yosef. I'm going to end with a story about Hillel in the Gemara. A story about Hillel that relates to Torah study. Because it's Hillel who tells us, do not say, when I have time, I will learn. Shama lo tifana, because perhaps you will never have time. And like we saw, the Beis HaLevi says, we come up with all sorts of excuses. Says Rav Pinchas, we manage to find time for everything. Except the one, capital O, who gives us everything. And if he removes his hashkacha, says Rav Pinchas, you won't have time for anything anyway. So where are we running? Away from Hashem? For trapping, you're brilliant. For catching fish, you're A+. But the pasuk you don't understand. And that contradiction of our lives is going to be the greatest tochacha. Don't cry, said Eliyahu Navi. Everyone has the same excuse. Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbis taught in the Braisa. Ani va'ashir v'rasha ba'in ladin. In the end of days, everyone is going to come to the Beis Din Shalmala. We will all be judged, whether we like to think about it or not. A poor person comes before God, a rich person comes before God, and a wicked person comes before God in judgment. La'ani omrim, and they say to the poor person, mipnei malo asakta b'torah. They're going to say to the poor person, so tell us, why didn't you learn Torah? And he's going to say, im omer, ani hayisi, well, I was poor. Vitar would be mizonasai. I didn't have time for you, Hashem. I was so busy trying to make parnasa. You think I have time for a shir? Armim lo, and you know what they're going to say to him? Klum ani hayisa yoser mi Hillel. You weren't poorer than Hillel. You know who's Hillel? Hillel is the one who says, don't say. when I finish with my excuses, I'm going to have time for God. Because you're never going to finish with your excuses. There's always going to be something else to do. And before you know it, it's after Shki and I didn't have a mincha. Why? Because I had other things to do. Amru alav al hila hazakin. So when the ani comes up and he says, you know, I didn't really have time for you, Hashem, because I was so busy making parnasa, because I'm so poor. If you would have given me money, I would have gone to the yeshiva. And you know what they're going to say to him? Sorry, it doesn't work. It's not an excuse. You weren't poorer than Hillel. Amru alav al hila hazakin. They said about hila hazakin, shebekal yam vayam haya osa umistaker biter rapaik. Each and every day, Hillel would do work, and his fee, he would earn a terapik. Chetzio hanyano sein l'shomer beis hamidrash. He would give half of it to the guard of the study hall. V'chetzio l'parnasaso l'farnasas anshe beiso. Half of it he would give to the guard of the beis hamidrash. He had to pay to get in, to go to shir. And half he would keep as his parnasa, his livelihood for himself and the people of his household. Pam achas, one time. Lo matza l'histaker, one time, one day. He couldn't make any money. It was like during the Great Depression when there was a tomato and a piece of bread and you cut it in half for two siblings and there was nothing else left. And one time we cannot imagine such things. But one time, Hillel did not have any money. So the shomer to the beis medrash said, sorry, you can't come in. You can't pay tuition. You can't get in. So you would think that's a great excuse. You know why I'm not learning Torah? God, because you didn't give me money to learn Torah. How do you expect me to learn? Not Hillel who says, Al tomer kisha efna eshna shemalotifana. Hillel said, I'm not giving up because I'm still going to commit time to you, God. Allah v'nitla v'yashav al pi aruba. He climbed up to the roof and he sat by the edge of the skylight. Kidei sheyishma divrei Elokim chayim. Because Hillel said, this is my chiyus. The parnasa is only a means to come close to God. Coming close to God is the goal of my life. So I'm going to put my ear by the skylight. So I could hear the words of the living God from the mouth of Shmayan of Talion. Amru oso hayam Erev Shabbos haya. That day was Erev Shabbos like it is now. Wait, this is the best part of the story. Not really. Utikufas Teves haisa. It was Erev Shabbos in Teves. V'yarod alav shaleg. Maybe it was last week. Maybe last week was the anniversary. It wasn't Tavis yet last week, was it? I don't remember. We were in quarantine for a couple of weeks. You know, things become blurred. Don't worry, I said it all on the right day. It was winter. It was Tavis. It was Erev Shabbos. Sound familiar? And it snowed. V'yarod alav shaleg min ha-shamayim. And snow fell down upon Hillel from the Shemayim. Kesha'ala amura shachar, when the day broke, Amar lo Shmai l'Avtalion, Avtalion achi. Shmai says to Avtalion, right, in the olden days they didn't have electricity, so if there's no light coming through the skylight, it's going to be dark. B'chol yam habayis meir v'yam ofel. I don't understand, every day it's light outside. But today it's very dark in here. Shema yam hami'unen hu, maybe it's a cloudy day, maybe it's still snowing. Why is there no light coming through the skylight? He tzitzu einein v'ra'u d'mus adam ba'aruba. So they lift their eyes and they see the shape of a man on top of the skylight. Alu, they went up to the roof. Umatzo alav rum shalosh amos shalak. Three amos, an avalanche, was covering Hillel. They extracted him, they washed him. They anointed him. They sat him opposite the fire. Amru ra'ui ze lechalel alav esa Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. So overnight it snowed. And they said, for this one, it's worthy to be mechal Shabbos. You have to save his life. Hillel, from personal experience, comes along and tells us in this Mishnah, don't say when I have time for God, I'll serve God. Because if you say that, you might never have the time. Because the reality is that we make time for the things in life that are important to us. It's true. It's the truth of human nature. We do make time, and we should make time. And eating is important. And using the facilities, of course, we make an asher atzar. If you're not, your person's going to die. And going to the gym, v'nishmartem al nafshaseichem, pre-COVID, is also important. But if all that is not God directed, and I'm just going through the motions of my life, tell you, it's December 2020 on the English calendar. December 2010 was my first year. And I remember, not so well, Baruch Hashem, and I was sort of just going through the motions. A person, Confucius says, remember, Esther, do you say anything about your grandmother? You always think about this. A person has two lives. The second one begins when they realize they only have one. We're all going to face the Beis Din Shalmala after 120. And when God says, why didn't you have time for me? All the excuses we make are not going to save us. Because Hillel says, Al Tomer the Kasha Efna Eshna Shemelo Tifana. And if you were busy with your business and trying to make parnasa, you weren't poorer than Hillel himself, who was covered in three mounds of snow, so he could hear the Divrei Elokim Chayim from the mouths of Shmaya and of Talion. Oy lanu liyom hadin. Oy lanu liyom tochacha. However, Baruch Hashem, we have time to make amends. How do you spell love? T-I-M-E. And while the Ribbono Shel Olam yet gives us life, there's always time to improve the people we are, change our direction, and realize our second life begins when we understand we only have one. We thank both Chana Wasserman and Evelyn Oaken for their sponsorship this evening, co-sponsorship. May the neshamas of Eliezer ben Yitzchak and Devorah bas Mordechai merit alios in the schus of the Torah that Baruch Hashem we took the time to share together this evening. I wish you a meaningful Asar B'Tevis, an easy fast, and a very uplifting Shabbos Kodesh B'Suras Tovos. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov.